Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
WPIX,
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't ya? It's that time again for Spankwagon Radio. We're starting off a little different than normal again. That's okay, though. We've got a brother in the studio. We're back to being hip. If you're wondering what Spankwagon Radio is, go to spankwagon.net. For the next 2 hours, we hope to entertain you, annoy you, piss you off, say racially insensitive things, use profanity, watch a lot of porn, and punch a studio engineer in the arm. Well, we got one thing done at least. He looks pissed. Something I just realized as we were about ready to do the intro. A black man looks at a piece of foam, thinks it's a vanity mirror. If he smiles, does he still see his teeth? That's now two things on the list. Of course, we want everybody to come along and play, so go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. We'll have a webcam going. Matter of fact, we should have it going now, I believe. We also have a chat room. You can chat there. Co-hosts have drinking problems. Goodness.
What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Decaf?
What's going on? I missed the show, man.
You've been gone for like weeks.
Yes.
Like, we usually miss a week. You're like, fuck you. I'm out of the country. I'm out of the state.
I'm half Mexican now.
You're half. Ooh, which half?
Damn, this shit sounds good in here.
It does. Like, no echo anymore.
God damn, this shit.
Have you been
clear.
Gone that long? You forgot that we actually are a real studio?
Yeah, I remember the foam falling off the wall and shit. Last
yeah,
time
well, you know, we actually ended up just spackling it to the wall now.
Hey.
Man spackling. We're man spackling it to the wall.
You put some man juice on it?
Yeah. Oh.
You know, I was listening to...
It's stuck.
I was listening to some of the past shows. I got to say, one of my favorite ones is when we went off talking about different types of balls. The fuzzy ones and the
balls. Oh, my God.
I was listening to it. This shit's fucking hilarious. Yeah. We just went on and on about balls for like a whole fucking hour of the show.
It's funny, too, because once in a while, you just grab onto something and run with it. And how many shows did you listen to when you were gone? Like a few handful, a few
like,
dozen?
Like two or three.
Two or three million?
Yeah, 2 or 3 million.
Two or 3 million? We only have like, what, 500 shows saved up or something like that? Like,
yeah,
you know,
so there's a lot of shows.
Tons of shows.
Everyone needs to listen to them.
Fuzzy balls.
The fuzzy balls. That nice. Shit was fucking hilarious.
So, hey, everybody, I'm your host, Trencher. Sitting across from me is our host.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Big Daddy Decaf.
Oh, and remember when the girl called about the sweater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From another show in this studio. Yeah. Where's the sweater?
You guys need to grow up. This show's fucking hilarious.
You know, and one thing I always, I know we went off on her pretty bad. Bro, it's like you called a studio line.
Yeah. No.
You know, you didn't call the guy who actually would know where your sweater is. No. You called a live line during a show, and we answered. As I've always answered the phones, Spank Wagon Radio. You're on the air.
Yep.
Because we don't screen our calls. We don't believe in it. Speaking of our telephone calls, we want to give out our number right now. We're still doing it where if you give us a call, we will get you free porn, courtesy of Spongy Gunk Films. So our phone number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's LVROCKS. Decaf, why don't you break down the numbers for them?
All right. The toll-free number?
Yeah.
Is 1-866-587-6257.
All right.
And the local number is 702. That's the area code.
That's because we're in Vegas.
383-8120.
So there you go. That's our number. You can give us a call. We want to hear from you. And remember, every caller does receive free porn. I've been getting a lot of emails from my friend Joker. He thinks that the emails are going to get him porn, although he's requesting Murphy porn. Not like Murphy doing porn, but some of the porn that's in Murphy's collection.
And that's what I've requested too, motherfuckers. It's been like a month he hasn't given me shit.
Where have you been?
Well, I was in Mexico for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. 2 weeks in Mexico, 2 weeks recovering with Montezuma's Revenge.
But
can I ask
but
a question?
It was 2 weeks before.
Okay. Let me interrupt you. Let me ask you a question here. Yes. Notice that water, the bottle you're drinking.
Yes.
Now that's the green tea, right?
Yeah. The diet.
Did the water look like that?
I see it. I think the water was a little bit dirtier than this. No one drinks out of the faucet. Everybody drinks water. Everybody's house has like, it's called Ciel. They have Ciel out there. It's like the sparklets is Ciel.
Oh, okay.
So I got Ciel water.
That's so everybody has those, everybody.
Yeah, no one drinks out the fucking faucet.
Wow.
You know, I did want to do some, it's a cold shit. You know the people that sell the chiclets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they have in the corners of like downtown Guadalajara, there's a lot of women, you know, they're having their baby and they're holding their hand out, money, right? So I wanted to go up to one of them and give her a high five and say, "What's up, baby?"
Oh.
But I didn't do it. I thought
that
about it.
Been funny. that would have been hilarious. She would have been pissed.
Yes, she would have.
You know, her pimp would have shanked you.
that would have been funny. That
would have
been some funny shit. But of course, with no video camera, it'd be funny just to replay it over and over again on YouTube and shit.
Yeah, no kidding. Get on YouTube and watch that shit. But no. Yeah, you know, that's the thing is, like, how much do you need the camera as opposed to just do it for the fun of doing it anymore?
Yeah, everybody wants to be on camera now.
Everybody wants to have that hit video on YouTube. Everything is taped. I mean, even today, right before I came to the studio, I'm watching some dude in a Datsun with a transplanted Toyota engine race and just totally keep up. Not quite pass, but keep up with, like, a Ferrari.
Damn.
So it's like, wow, you know. But then I realized, shit. Who carries a camera with them all the damn time? Well, there's a great example.
Oh, when you need it.
Well, yeah, when you need it. And just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Not only do we love the phone calls, but we love the email, radio@spankwagon.net. That's radio@spankwagon.net.
Did our listeners actually come to their senses? Did someone actually take that shirt off your back?
Yeah, someone technically has taken the shirt off the back, but you see, these past couple weeks have been really just off in the studio. We've been out of our sync. We have been out of our groove. You know, now that we have you back, we can get back in our groove here because you have rhythm and soul.
No, that's still part of the two things you covered.
I didn't go on to the next one. Well,
but was that racially motivating or was that...
That's racially motivating. That's motivating. That's motivating. You know, that's
oh my God, it's a cracker.
That's part of number two. We've already covered that one as well.
Okay.
So, you know, we've already got that one covered. So where was I going? Oh, yes, we do have a winner. I do have these emails that we know we're giving our shirt away. I got to remember to give it away in a little later in the show. Got to remember. So someone please remind me, not now, and be funny about it, but a little later, thank you, Murphy was like, I'll remind you. Murphy's just walking into studio. His boss decided that he wanted fellatio, so he kept him some overtime. So you know, now that Murphy's in the...
You got some nut in your chin.
That's actually the stuff he's grown. But he does that to hold on to the flavor. He's finally figured out the juice thing. the flavor saver. But you notice he grows it either like a deprived 15-year-old. He doesn't have real facial hair. Yeah. It's sort of that teenager angst, I smell like teen spirit facial hair. It's good stuff. Let me get your mic on so you can rip into me too.
No, I'm not going to tear into anyone. I'm just going to do something quite simple.
What's We do get a product. Hold on. We get...
Ha, ha, ha.
What is that?
Ha, ha, ha.
What do you think it is?
Ha,
don't
ha,
say
ha.
It. Don't say it, because we're going to do a review of this.
Ha, ha. Oh, look. Oh, wait. Shut up.
We're going to do a review of this a little later on in the show.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Murph.
Yeah.
We're going to tell the story about this, too.
Can I put some jizz on it before you put it back in your pocket?
Nope.
So we're going to tell the story about this thing as well, but we got product reviews tonight.
It's my thing, not your mother.
So we, like I said, we have product reviews coming in later in the show. Got a little bit of news, topical conversation. We do want to hear from everybody, so you know the phone lines are completely open. You can call us at any time. Decaf, what's that number again? Just give the toll free.
Toll free is 1-866-587-6257.
All right, and we also have the chat room going, so it's the Flash chat room. You just have to go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat, you can see us.
Why are we doing the Flash chat room?
Because I actually had people who had problems getting into the regular chat, and they were computer savvy. So I'm like, okay, we'll dumb it back down to the lowest of lowest common denominators. People like Consoler can use them. Because as far as I'm concerned, last time I talked to that guy, which was months and years ago, he's a douche. So...
Le douche. French.
Duke points out this chat room sucks. We're just going to have to...
rig me there, my friend?
We'll get you after here. Actually, what I'm going to do, we're going to take a very quick, just a brief...
I see August on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It is August. It is August for Lucky Betty's calendar.
Yes, it turned to August in my house, like, right the day I got
it
back.
It turned August January 2nd. It was August from the get-go.
Cracker's got a point.
Yeah. All right, what we're going to do, you know what, I got a song here I wanted to play, been wanting to play, New Smashing Pumpkins. They're back, or at least Billy and James.
James Ehan's not a
drummer. With the drummer, Jimmy Chamberlain.
Yeah.
So Billy and Jimmy, not
Billy,
James.
Billy Corgan's back?
Billy Corgan is back.
Fuck, has he been washing cars?
You know, he's been writing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What was the zoo? Zol? The zoo? Zol.
Oh, the show?
Has anyone seen my keys? What? They were right here in my hand.
I swear to God, dude. Yeah. That's.
Hang on. The world is
I thought I had about an hour ago.
What was the band that.
Swan.
Swan. That's what it was.
I think it's why I need a paycheck.
I'm so broke. But the new Smashing Pumpkin CD came out a few weeks ago. I've been meaning to play it. Been meaning to play a song. Here is Bleeding the Orchid. This is off of the latest Smashing Pumpkin CD. And you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Yeah.
Alrighty, that was Smashing Pumpkins' latest CD.
The fuck was that?
Bleeding Organ. You know what, though? It's...
Well, it's better than hearing the shit that we was hearing about a month ago, so I can't complain.
No, and I can't either. Well, yeah, I can. I bought the CD. It was an all right CD. One thing that really bugged me about the CD, though, was it was too much. I mean, you heard it. It's just too much. It didn't have a sense of...
Wow!
Yeah. It was too much of that. Exactly that. It was way too much of that. You know, I mean, I just took it out of the playlist. I love the intro. Like, the intro to me sounds like Smashing Pumpkins. The ending doesn't.
Sounds like.
That sounds Pumpkins. Yeah. That sounds like it's going to go into something really sweeping, really broad. You know? And it's all right so far because it's not too much. But let me scrub forward. Too much. They throw too much.
So, did they try to cover for his voice? Think he's losing his voice? Or they just try to...
I think what they're trying to cover for is they can't play anymore. It's not the same band as it was.
Yeah, so they're
It's not James, Darcy, Jimmy, and Billy. It's Jimmy, Chamberlain, Billy Corgan, and two other people. And I mean, that's how a lot of people are looking at it. It's just who, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, it's still a female bass player. But, okay, you know, that's that doesn't make sense. Yeah. That's not worth it.
It's all about the talent.
Yeah, it's exactly it. It's not about the gender.
So
they're
just doing it to cover up the lack of talent of the other two people?
I think so. I think that's what it is. They're maybe by the next album, maybe they'll finally refine their sound or, you know, they'll figure it out. If they have another album, I think this one's been selling pretty well. I have not watched the charts. I really don't care that much to watch the charts. I buy music for myself.
Yeah, I don't watch the charts either.
But hopefully.
He's like, it's been number one for 10 weeks. Really?
Woo! You know, I'm sorry. So is...
that why they play it every 5 fucking seconds.
Exactly. Well, radio nowadays, they don't do that. They don't do that at all. They don't play fucking... I mean, they don't care... Even Top 40 radio doesn't play everything the way you think they should.
Yeah.
You know, they play maybe two or three items, and then they'll play the other two or three items that are really old, and it's just not as good. But we can go on for hours bitching about regular radio. That's why internet radio rocks.
We can say, fuck regular radio.
We can absolutely say, fuck regular radio. As a matter of fact, I like saying that. Let's just say it one more time.
Fuck regular radio.
Fuck regular radio.
Nice.
All right.
Fuck regular radio.
Fuck regular radio.
And it's funny because I was listening to one of those fucking shows in the morning. And Billy Bob Thornton was on. And I guess he's doing his show at the whatever.
That's right, because he thinks he's a musician.
Yeah, he thinks he's a musician. Now, the interview with Billy Bob Thornton is not bad. He does give a good interview, but it's not really Billy Bob Thornton because – all the cuss words are out. And even when they were asking, like, he was describing certain things that, of course, you know, take fucking, you know, shit or whatever, even movie lines, were asking him, they had to beep him out. So it's like, oh, fucking radio's so fucking cheap.
See, that's pathetic.
So you go on there, you're like, sound like the fucking conservative white guy with cornflake.
So if someone's sitting there talking regular, all of a sudden something goes out and you lose the audio because, you know, you might say the word or you might say, and then you go on, and then when you're done with all of that, maybe you can piece together that they talked about something, maybe. I don't know. So, all right, we got Murph. He's in the studio, but of course, as predictable, the phone rang, and this poor guy, I don't know what it is, but they know. Everybody knows right when he hits the studio. And like today, he was already late because of, you know, like I said, his boss made him stay after and give fellatio. But phone rings, and he's going, it's probably phone sex.
Yeah, it probably is.
He is probably doing phone sex right now with his boss.
just squeeze it a little bit tighter. Just
grab yourself. Just hold on. A little bit more. Oh, my God, yeah.
Squeeze those last little cum drips out of your dick.
No, I don't know. I don't know what he does because, you know, he loves his job, but, man, his job owns him some days. And he's back.
Yeah,
Quaalude Man was just doing an impersonation of your boss.
Outstanding.
Sorry.
Own like an 18.
Outstanding.
Like, they own him like an 1850 slave, man.
Let me try. I gotta figure out what mic you're on because they got these mics wired weird. Talk.
So this one time at Bandcamp.
Okay, so three is off.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing, Murph?
What are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just trying to find the stuff that you asked me to look for.
Okay, cool. Well, while you're doing that, Decaf, you've been gone for a couple weeks. Why don't you kind of give everybody a breakdown of what the hell you were doing, aside from drinking dirty water?
I was up in Mexico. I was in Guadalajara.
Wait.
Guadalajara.
Up in Mexico?
Down in Mexico.
Motherfuck.
Hey, man.
Broadcasting live from São Paulo, Brazil.
I was down in Mexico. And let me tell you, it's really nice. The weather, boy, I came back. I don't miss this hot ass sun at all. But down there, the funny part is that, you know, I think most people in Guadalajara never seen a fucking black person before.
Really?
They never seen a goddamn nigga though. You know, other than Will Smith and fucking, you know, Men in Black and shit, which is in English with Spanish subtitles at the end and shit.
Oh,
you know,
my
at the
God.
Bottom of the theater. So that's probably it.
Hello, my brother. Olé, I say.
So, you know, so I'm used to it. The first time around, it was like a shock.
Right.
Having everybody fucking look at you. But this is the third time. So I kind of, you know, I was kind of prepared. I kind of prepared. So this time around, I look at people crazy back. I look at them because I see them looking. Then they try to hurry up and look away. So I just keep on fucking looking.
Right. Nice.
And staring. And some of the Mexican dudes are fucking darker than me.
What?
I'm like, what you staring at me for? You know what I'm saying? But they're darker than me and shit. And they're just like, but people almost, I'm serious, people almost hit the back of each other in cars. Motherfuckers is driving. They're going up on the sidewalk. Kids are about to like roll off the bicycle. It was just like, you have all these eyes on you.
Did you fit a profile or something here, dude?
Yeah, I was black.
No, you're black.
I fit any profile because some people haven't. I think my wife said before she moved here, she's probably seen actually live two black people. Live.
So no brothers down in Mexico.
No brothers in Mexico. They don't know how to.
I wonder why. No, why is that? I mean,
It's just so. I guess it's just so Mexican. I mean, you don't hardly see any white people. I ain't gonna say, you know, you just don't see black people. You don't see white people. You don't see any. I didn't see a white or a black person until we went to Puerto Vallarta because it's a tourist place.
I guarantee, if you were to see a white person in a non-touristy area, they're there on a mission trip.
Yeah,
they're there to spread the word of God to people who have already found it.
Yep. And the thing is, there were some white girls out there from like Buffalo or some shit.
New York.
How the fuck I run to the white girls? The only white girls there in Guadalajara. Hey, that's so shocking.
You're like, I'm in heaven.
But they, you know, but no one really stared at them much because some people out there, they look white. I mean, either Mexicans can look really dark or they can look white, and you can't really tell if they're Hispanic or not, right?
All
right. So they didn't really get looked at as much. But me, shit. I took all the stares. It was like, he was like, thank you for taking all the stares, black man. Oh, no problem. Hey, they're going to rape you first.
You're like, you're the meat, I'm the butcher.
Yeah, no, they ain't going to kidnap me because they're all going to be broken shit. They were like, damn, you broke it to us, S.E. Fuck this shit, eh? Dump his ass back.
We at least can get jobs. Do you got hedges? You know, what do you do?
Exactly how it is, but it was nice. And being on the beach is nice and expensive ass hotel, though, man. It's that all-inclusive, so they force you to pay. It was like it was her brother's timeshare.
2 weeks?
Well, we only was at the hotel for 4 days.
Oh, okay.
We went to Guadalajara, then we took a bus ride. Mm-hmm. And the bus ride was nice. The bus ride was better than the fucking airline ride.
Really?
The flight. It was more comfortable. The seats and the movies and everything, it was a lot more comfortable than the airplane. It was 6 hours, though, but, you know, but it was fine.
But if it was more comfortable, that's great. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so we took a bus ride down there and stayed there for like 3-4 days in some fancy ass hotel, you know, a timeshare property.
Mm-hmm.
But to eat a day, it was $130 per person a day because they make you stay there because you get food and the drinks. But still, that's a lot of fucking money for food a day. So of course, trying to eat, you know, because I'm already been losing weight, so I'm trying to force food. You know what I'm saying? Trying to eat two plates. But the thing is, the food was really good. It wasn't like burgers and chili dogs, and it was more like shrimp. And so
it was food that wasn't bad for you.
It wasn't bad for you. I just ate so much of it just to try to compensate for the $130.
Wait. Compensate?
Or is that the right
compensate?
Word? Compensate? What is that? Compensate? Oh, well, fuck. You know,
I thought I was bad with that shit.
Goddamn English major.
I know you're a librarian. Six of one. So you were down there for a couple weeks. What was the most fucked up thing you saw down there?
The most fucked up thing? The most fucked up thing is the traffic. The traffic is that, I mean, the roads just go crazy for one, and it'll be two lanes and four cars. It'll be four. And you know you get mad when someone cuts you off or someone's calling too close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there if the buses will go by at 80 miles per hour, and the fucker would be like right in your ear.
Whoa.
You can feel, you can see like Walla Harda lines. He's like right there.
So that's what was a highline.
Yeah.
And they
don't stop for your ass. You don't hear the cat bus stops.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait fucking 4 hours and shit, and they wait for everyone to get off, bring
the
it down for the handicap. Out there,
the
out there, if you have to go, they stop. You have to have your shit ready. You have to be rocking, because if you wait long, if you take longer than probably like, I say 14 seconds to get off the bus,
right,
the motherfuckers start driving off. So people end up jumping off that shit.
No,
so
it's
you see
funny.
People jumping off of the sidewalk about to fall over.
Oh
and shit.
My god, that's
they
funny.
They don't fuck around.
That is funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Murph. But I tell you, the best thing, one more thing, the one best thing I saw out there was this one girl. You know, it's a lot of cute girls because it's, you know, it's a lot of fine
right.
Mexican girls. And, you know,
a lot
it's
of fine
cute
women everywhere.
And, you know, but it was one girl. I say she had to be from like Brazil. The dark skin, fucking tits, body was fucking perfect. And she rolled up right in the restaurant, right when my wife went to get some food, right? And she pulled up next to these tables with some white people, whatever, right? Because this is on the beach, and there's white people was actually there. Black people were there, too.
Okay.
You know, because it's a tourist place.
Right, Americans. Right. It's safe.
Yeah, it's safe. So I was just staring at her, just fucking drooling, like having a piece of shrimp in my mouth. This shit, right? Just like, fuck me. She's fucking out, right? And then, of course, I turn around, boom. Oh, do you want some, you know, you know, like, you want some biscuits to go with? It just
you're like,
home, man. Yeah.
Hey, baby, and then I box your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
That shit was funny.
Oh my god, that's great, Murph. You with us? You don't have to do full that right now. Wait, hold on, don't be quiet. Oh, we gotta stretch this for time. Okay. He's still working. I asked him to pull up some information for me. So for an article in a bit, we're gonna do a little later here on the show. So I'm making him do work, but I think he's getting more engrossed in his work than he should. I don't think he's going to be standing up is what I'm trying to say here, folks. I think that he's thinking of his boss. I think that once he's done watching this, he's going to go home and take the video and the audio and put it to a picture of his boss, and he's going to just GIF that thing in there, and it's going to be like slideshow porn. It's...
So,
but he's smiling, so it's good. Whatever he's doing, it's good. I don't know.
So does he have an old brown asshole, or is it kind of
you
pinkish?
Ask and I shall receive.
You found what I needed.
Oh, I found what you needed.
That is fucking awesome, because it'll go really good with this bit.
Are we doing that right now?
No, we'll do it here in a little bit. Why don't you just keep that cued? And
so I guess the first part is Chinese, and the second part is black.
Bing,
you know what I mean?
Yo.
Bing ding ding ding, motherfucker.
Oh my god. All right. So let's see. Murph, how you been, brother?
I'm good.
How's work going? How long you been there now? It's been
6 months.
6 months, right?
It's going really good. I had some problems today. Yeah, exactly. Had some problems today, but we're dealing with it. That's why if I have to take off, that's why. So
didn't you rebuild a whole fucking server? Did you rebuild a whole fucking studio?
I've rebuilt a couple of servers, I've rebuilt some studios.
He convinced them to buy a Macintosh?
Well, several, actually.
Nice.
But, yeah, our latest is a Mac Mini we're using for a neat project.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's cool. I enjoy it. We're having a lot of fun.
Cool. So, that's been your week. Just work. Everyone's just bailed on the video, the audio. By the way, we do have a webcam going. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Okay,
work. I was trying to find. I can't find. I was looking for the aliens from the Muppet Show.
Oh, no. It's actually Sesame Street. Ring. Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. I
was looking for that.
I remember them. I don't know what they're on there. You know what? I have been YouTubing some of the craziest, stupid stuff ever. People in the Midwest may actually get this more than you guys will. But there was this thing called The Muppet Show. No, wait. I'm kidding. No, there's this thing called Showbiz Pizza. And Showbiz Pizza had these animatronics. This is back in the early, early, early ass 80s, 80 through 86, 87, 88, 89, that they had.
As opposed to the early vagina ladies. 80s, ladies.
Ladies. So.
Grampy, no!
All right, so.
Yeah.
So right. Quaalude Man is a pedophile now.
Quaalude Man fucks is pansexual. He will fuck anything.
Is he Captain Jack Harkness?
Yes. That's just, okay. But Torchwood's coming on BBC America. Everybody should watch it. It's a great show.
Meh.
Very gay, though. It is like it's one of those shows. Even I had to turn it off because I'm like, this is too fucking gay. Click.
Meh.
Eh. You like Doctor Who. I love Doctor Who. I like Torchwood. You.
Meh.
So, anyhow, Showbiz Pizza. They had these animatronics, like a giant gorilla playing keyboard, a dog playing drums. It was animatronic to the point where they could actually
Chuck
get
cheese.
Yeah. It's exactly, but just different. It was actually parallel, but then they merged back in like the late 80s, early 90s. So the Showbiz Pizza characters, though, got just they got them dissolved, basically. They're gone. They're not. They're no. Someone out there, someone in the Deep South, I've seen this video.
Yeah.
I saw it off of Boing Boing, took these Showbiz Pizza characters.
And the computer control system.
And the computer control system modified it, hacked it, and changed out all the software, but still used the vacuum pressure valves and everything like that for the animatronics, and has it singing Miss New Booty. Now, these are animatronics that used to sing, like, happy birthday to kids eating their crap-ass pizza and drinking way too much soda.
Cursed Earth pizza.
And then heading out to the arcade, where back in the day, you had rows and 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 rows.
Of
video games. Now it's like skee-ball machines.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. So I recommend anybody go looking up Miss New Booty and Showbiz.
Miss New Booty.
So it was definitely worth the see.
Hey, you know what? I just I don't want to turn this into what happened last week. Speaking of old Muppet show bits, is my mic up? Or is my
You're up.
As soon as it starts.
And if that weren't enough, we've also got Manamana, whatever that means.
Good copy.
Manamana.
Manamana.
Phenomenal.
Phenomena. And I'll explain that sometime. The phenomena. Someone who's listening to this right now just shit his pants.
I don't know what it is about this, but once I get this in my head at work, I'm done. I'm done for the day.
It is a good song. You know, I never watched the Muppets.
It's not your fault you didn't own a TV. Broke-ass black man.
Or a father.
Hey, man.
Can you get cable with welfare?
Yeah, you can, actually.
You can get a Betamax with food stamps.
Yeah. All right, so what we need to do right now, we'll cut to another. Want to just do a bunch of quick breaks tonight?
Sure.
Just as transitional breaks?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
You got a song?
I got at least one.
Okay, why don't we play a song, and we'll take a quick breather, and we'll return. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
And we're going to be taking more commercials than Papa Joe.
Well, yeah, sometimes...
Hey, do you want a short song or a long song?
Let's do a short song, because, you know, we only can handle 36 minutes of radio.
That's Holy shit, it. We're ready for the big time,
we're
baby!
We're absolutely ready for... We're here for terrestrial radio!
Yeah, yeah.
36 minutes on the dot! Hey, by the way, Spank Wagon Radio, don't forget to check out our site, spankwagon.net.
.net!
Don't also forget, we have chat room. We want to hear you,
.net.
See you. Chat room, IRC. Oh, wait, we don't do that. Just
no,
go to
it's Flash Chat.
Yeah,
Flash Chat. Based off of our website, spankwagon...
.net. And we want you to call in anytime about anything. And if you do call in, you get free porn.
Yes.
Ooh. What's that number, Murph?
That would be 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
And you can find that on the Contact Us page, so it's even on the website. All right. Play that music, bitch.
There you go. Hey, forgot. All the mics run. Maybe we're not ready for primetime radio yet.
What the fuck you mean we're not ready for fucking primetime radio?
Fuck yeah, wait. Fuck radio. We were saying this here. Fuck radio.
Fuck radio.
Fuck radio.
Fuck radio.
I prefer hot blondes.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably better. Winner. You know what?
Fucking hot blonde ain't radio.
Speaking of hot blondes, this is the bit I wanted you to prepare for.
Wait. Okay, do you want the good or the bad?
Well, let me start this off first before we play the background audio, okay? Okay. A researcher from the University of Texas gave out a survey to 237 college-aged men and women that gives the reasons to have sex, and it gives the top, basically the top 10 for men and women and the bottom 5 for men and women. So why don't we go ahead and play the good music to cover the top 5 top reasons for men and women to have sex. Okay?
Have you got me up there?
I got you up there. The top reason, of course, was for both of them, I was attracted to the person. So for men and women in Texas, this is why they have sex. Number 2 for men, it feels good. Number 3 for men, I wanted to experience physical pleasure. Number 4, it's fun. Number 5, I wanted to show my affection to the person. So these are reasons for men to have sex. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 6, sexually aroused, wanted the release. 7, I was horny. 8, I wanted to express my love for the person.
I was horny.
I was horny.
9, I wanted to achieve an orgasm.
I was horny.
An orgasm.
Number 10, I wanted to please my partner.
Nice.
They were horny.
Top 10 reasons for women. We're still in the good. I was attracted to the person. Okay. Meaning they had money. I wanted to experience physical pleasure. Her wrist was tired.
Or out of batteries.
Out of batteries. It feels good.
She has that sex at a long-ass time.
Long-ass time. There you go. I wanted to show my affection to the person.
He has a lot of money.
Guilt trip.
Guilt trip. Oh, too,
yeah. Guilt trip. I wanted to express my love for the person.
Bullshit.
He really has a lot of money.
He has a lot of money. I was sexually aroused and wanted the release.
There was nothing good on television.
I was horny. Number 7, I was horny for women. Number 8, it's fun.
It's fun.
We both have a lot of money.
They must be with a lot of niggas.
Here we go. Number 9, I realized I was in love.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Entrapment.
There you go.
Perfect.
Number 10, I was in the heat of the moment.
She's a prostitute.
She was a hooker. But that wasn't the best part, because, I mean, that's boring shit. You know, I'm in love with the person, and I'm all happy. Now, here's the reasons that are fucked up. For five and five on this one. Bottom 5 reasons to have sex for men. The person wanted to give me drugs for doing it. I wanted to give someone else a sexually transmitted disease.
They want to give someone a sexually transmitted disease?
Wanted to give someone a disease. This sounds like fucking...
That's a wine bottle, dude.
Ouch. 5, I wanted to punish myself.
What?
Or excuse me, 3. Number 3 reason for a guy to have sex.
Don't he turn wanted, that down.
Hold on, I gotta say this. He wanted to punish himself. Oh my God.
She got the whole bottle in there?
Yeah, and they're holding it by the cork end.
Oh.
What a psychopath. Number 4 reason, I wanted to break up my relationship. Who has sex to break up a relationship? Oh, this is German shit, too. So you know it's vulgar.
Yes.
Who? Oh, by the way, who number... The wait, guys. Number 5 on the men's side, bottom reasons to have sex. I wanted to get a job.
So you were desperate about that.
I really, really, really want to be the greeter at Walmart.
Take it.
So what is it for that?
Dude, come over here. You got to see this.
It's horrible,
this
is dude. Wrong. All right, bottom 5 reasons for women to have sex. She wanted to give someone a sexually transmitted disease. Someone offered me money to do it is number 2. Number 3, I wanted to get a raise.
That bitch is getting a raise right now.
Yeah, that bitch is getting fucking cancer.
Damn.
It was an initiation rite for a club or organization.
That's rapist. That's Duke University.
And number five reason for a woman to have sex, she wanted to get a job.
Oh, that was in the ass?
Yeah, dude, that was in her ass. Is she
bleeding? Yeah, she's bleeding.
That is torn up, dude.
She is ruined.
Here, turn up. I want to hear the dialogue after this. Not to distract from your story, which is great, but...
The dialogue's in German.
The guy's jerking off next to her. That's so funny.
His
phone's ringing.
Tu peux encore une fois, Céline? Elle est partie, là.
Wait, there might be some crying.
Oh, there is definitely crying. This is the most sadistic shit. Oh, my God.
Reminds me of my wedding night.
So was, you took the one
by curled up. I was curled up on the floor in the fetal position.
Crying. So those, this is a university study. They interviewed, again, like I said, 237 men and women, boys and girls.
And that's what they came up with.
They came up with. My the thing that really got me, though, is the I wanted to punish myself. I can't.
I wanted to give someone a sexually transmitted disease.
Now, that was on the woman's side?
That was on the man's side. The man wanted to punish himself.
Having sex is punishing himself. With a woman or... Or with another
It actually doesn't clarify, but seriously, though, I want to understand that because it doesn't make sense to me. Why would a guy use sex to punish himself? Well, I mean, lack of sex is punishment.
Maybe he had sex with someone he shouldn't have in order to get caught to be punished.
Or maybe he has sex with a guy. I don't know. And it feels like he wanted to punish himself for, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself.
I know. That's, to me, you're getting some pussy. That's an achievement and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's, I don't see how you punish
yourself. Well, unless it's bad pussy. No, this is good pussy.
Like a bloody pork chop.
No, this is
the back of her ass. Oh, that's
she's going to squirt.
No, she doesn't. But
oh. So anyhow. He told her to get out of the hell.
Just open her legs.
Just open her legs.
Now on the
put that bottle down. You intimidate me.
On the woman's side.
After seeing that video.
On the woman's side, on the second part.
Yep.
It said something about. And I said Duke rapist. Which one was that?
It was an initiation. It was initiation to get into a club or organization.
Now that's the woman's side.
That's the woman's side. So a woman will have sex to get into a club.
You want to join the Rotary Club, Mrs. I fucked it up. God damn it. Do you want to join the Rotary Club, Mrs. Birkins?
You want to join the Bridge Club? God, it looks like a tuna sandwich. What,
the toasters or the what's the toaster? I can't remember. The
Toastmasters?
Toastmasters.
Toastmasters. Remember when he told you the best way to relax is to think that everybody else is naked? Surprise! We're all naked, and you're gonna gangbang us. What?
Oh, wait! I found something that might be really bad. Bring.
I don't want to see something really bad.
Oh, come on! Bring up the audio.
Bring out the audio. We're talking about sex anyway.
Hi, I'm a grizzled old prairie dog, 51 and a half years old.
Uh-huh. That means he has a red beak.
There's a lot of stress on a man of my age to remain erect during the fucking of the teenage girls. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't like the girls, but there's pressure, there's lights, there's cameras, there's, you know, directors.
What's he doing?
There's fat guys like me running around, you know, getting in the way.
I say better living through chemistry.
Right on.
Caverject, well known in the European community, not that well known in the American foreign community, although the people that do it won't admit it. I have no such pride. So.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
You have the puny dick, you inject.
What's he doing?
The puny dick becomes medium, but rigid.
No. No, absolutely not. Absolute. No, no, I am not looking at this. No! This is as bad.
He's got a syringe?
No, no.
Bring it.
Like me, you're not like these fucking guys that can just get it up and not think about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about everything.
He's, no.
Oh, yeah. He's got a syringe
and a bottle of stuff.
Your dick stays hard, you know, against your will.
Against your will. No.
I got a call the other day. I was hard waiting for a girl to come do a blowjob. A friend of mine called. It was a sad call. A dear mutual friend of ours had passed away. Mm-hmm. We talked about 20 minutes. It was so sad. We were remembering him and stuff. The whole time, my dick stayed like a steel rod. Doesn't matter. You can call your mom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. He's going to do it.
No, I can't. No.
Come on, Trench. Come on.
No, man.
Hang. Come on. You got to hang.
No, I can't watch a dude stick a needle into his cock. No.
Come on. You got to hang, dude.
Notice the flaccidity of the tiny pee-pee. You
ow,
go at 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock. I like 2 o'clock because I'm right-handed.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. Wait, 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 wait. Shh, oh.
Voila. In 10 minutes, I'll be like this. Like this, I tell you.
And he made like a fist sign.
There's a little paraphernalia here. Left. Looks like a dope. Looks like when he used to be a dope fiend.
What, are we on the beach in New Jersey or what? Yeah. Fucking A.
He's fast-forwarding. 10 minutes. Boing.
Starting to work. What's it been, about 8 minutes?
Yeah. No, not even. Like 4 or 5. Right. Yep, you're getting there.
You know how smart I am.
No stimulation. Oh, now I'm getting stimulated.
That stuff,
okay.
That stuff before, works.
Like, I was just fun.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Holy shit, it actually works.
Jesus.
But all right, it's stunt time.
I am not doing it. Never, no how, no way.
Stunt cock!
We don't have one.
Yes, we do.
Yours?
Oh, yes.
I'm not watching. I'm not hearing. We're not taping.
You're holding.
No! Holding you down so you have to... No. 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 And still no. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio wants to tell everybody out there, please do not stick needles in your dicks. Even the transvestites.
I've got words for that shit.
Even the chicks with big clits. So don't
that,
do it.
So that's what they do in the porno so they can stay hard for
I guess in
hours
the,
shooting.
The European scene. Here they have fluffers. So they actually here. No, think about it. Think about it. That syringe is taking away jobs. That syringe is that syringe is anti-union. That syringe is NAFTA.
I'm sorry. I'm really trying not to hijack the show, but this could be the funniest thing we've heard all night.
So what happened?
So I guess you want to see
same guy?
No, different guy.
Different guy. What's he doing?
All right, hang on, hang on. I got to let the video cast a little.
So again, that syringe is ruining the porn economy by taking away the vital role
of the fluffer.
Of the fluffer.
A cum dodger. A cum dodger.
It's in my eye.
You gotta be ready.
It's in my eye.
It's on your face too.
She's putting her eye in the camera. That's great.
You ain't get out.
Another happened, like, it just broke down. Like, the porno just...
just I love porno bloopers. Well, yeah, they are
that
awesome.
Is, yeah, that is a porn... You got it in my eye!
Like, is there...
Getting
is there...
it in your eye is the funniest thing of your day. You really need to find some sunlight.
Okay, one more. You asked me to find something that sounded really brutal.
Yeah, I wanted brutal for that second
so
part.
I found beautiful blonde forced anal while she's on her period.
Oh.
Oh, good.
The guy, I think he's Arabic or something, but the funny part
hey.
Is...
Hey.
Watch when she gets up. Look, you can see the string.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey. Right. Hey.
Yeah.
Meh. Akbar's getting in the pooper. Or giving it in the pooper.
She's flexible.
That's a good trait.
Hey.
I don't want to look at his ass.
Dude, look at his ball bag.
All right.
Wait, no, no, wait, hold on.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Doesn't sound too brutal. No, now we're near as brutal as a wine bottle up the fucking ass.
Yeah, that's just...
All right, so here's...
Dude, wait, bring it real quick. He's drilling her, good.
Sounds the same to me. She's faking it.
Well, we'll stick his cock up your ass and we'll see if you fake it.
She's probably had so much cock up her ass, there's
dude,
no
is,
sensation.
I think this is all amateur, dude. I don't think this is
no,
that is
man.
One hairy dude.
But, okay, here's
yeah,
the thing. Here's
that
the
means
thing.
She probably had more sex than the fucking porn stars.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Amateur.
So, okay.
Because she doesn't expect to get paid.
Let's make this personal.
Personal, okay.
The whole, we know what squeams me out, the electrode in the cock thing.
Electrode in the cock
thing. So the needle in the dick thing freaks you out.
Oh, my God, that is, that, no. No, 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 no,
you
no.
You want to explain a little bit? What is it? Is it the needle? Is it the needle in the cock?
It's, okay, you don't. I don't mind needles. I can give blood. I can get shots. I could take a shot anywhere in my body.
Just not in the cock.
Nowhere near the twig and berries. The twig and berries are completely off limits.
Twig and berries, how aptly appropriate.
So yeah, just sticking it right in the butt on the nut sack. Just hold it.
No, no. If it, like you know, there's two places actually. Another place, and you remember this? It's on our MySpace page in the comments, all the way down towards the bottom. The eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
That video that Ginger posted, the comment video, with the needle in the eyeball. It grossed me out beyond extreme.
Okay, so let's play the Nazis have your parents game.
Nazis have my parents.
Nazis have your parents, and you have to A.
Hey.
Take an injection in the side of the cock like that guy had. For those of you that didn't see the video, well, couldn't see the video, from the base of the cock, he went up about an inch.
About an inch from the base of the cock.
10 or 2 o'clock, and he said he went 2 o'clock because he's right-handed. Or lift up the cock and snip the little piece of skin that connects your cock to the ball bag, the front of the ball bag.
I'd take the needle. I'd take the needle. I'd take the needle.
Not even just a little, like a half inch snip into the bag.
I would take the needle. My balls do not need to be that free.
Ow.
But my balls don't even, you know, here's the thing. Down the road, and I know we've talked about this before. Someone just dropped the chat room. What the fuck is this?
Insanity.
Friday night. So I know I'm going to get a vasectomy down the road.
We're getting a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, I swear to God. Actually, it's 3-for-1. I got another friend who's getting one too.
Wait, we can do it. Decaf, you want a vasectomy?
No, man, I got to have a kid.
No, you got to have kids. No, you don't. So they're great. They're wonderful. They're expensive.
Yeah, no shit.
They take away from your fun toys.
Yeah, I know.
I just had a conversation with someone. They're like, so you and your wife still use condoms? I'm like, yeah. Like, oh, isn't that kind of weird? I mean, aren't you married? I'm like, yeah, but here's the theory on that. I'd rather, you know, have a condom and throw away a piece of wet plastic than have to pay for fucking college in 18 years.
And that's just it. You know, what do they do? No, you know what? There was this dude. I just read this today. Brussels, whatever his name is. 17th child.
Fuck that.
17th. This woman has been pregnant. They did the math like 10 years of her life. Okay? She wants more. My favorite headline that I read about this, it was like a Fark-like headline. It said, it's a vagina, not a clown car.
There once was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, her uterus fell out. All right, Decaf, Nazis have your parents. What do? You take the needle in the side of the dick, or do you take the snip?
Some porn stars take the snip.
No. Not for anything medical reason. They just, you know, where your cock makes that turn torture. To the ball bag.
Just torture
just,
snip.
Just a half inch. Just snip.
Needle.
Wait, take needle or the snip?
I don't know. Both of them sound pretty good.
Jesus.
He'd be like, I'm a brother.
If there are any white women with a bucket of KFC and a pair of scissors, come on down.
Now I guess I'll take the... I'll take the needle.
You take the needle. I would have to take the needle. I don't think I could take the snip.
No,
there.
Because you know what? The needle will be gone. The needle will go away.
Yeah, it goes.
The needle will
out.
Heal. It's in. It's out. It's gone.
Oh, can you imagine getting stitches and then like blowing a stitch?
But yeah, that's just it. You would have to be on. You would have to be on drugs to keep yourself from getting a boner for a long time. So you fucking heal.
You wouldn't have to be on drugs. You just have to marry my ex-wife.
Oh,
Flavin.
It would be like shooting that at the side of your cock.
Wow. And on that note, let's take a quick break. I think this song is all of a sudden very appropriate. Spank Wagon Radio, you can find us online at
spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon.net. We'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. By the way, Joker sent us this wonderful suggestion of saying 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
We should do that. LV-ROCKS, people. Learn to spell. And Orange, the bum sexery that is the Flash Chat, yeah, we know.
Yeah, it is the Flash
Jimmy's chat. Nice enough to give us the Flash Chat. We'll go ahead and we'll use it.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. By the way, this song after that comment is Spitting Venom.
We were spitting venom at most everyone we know. If the damp gave us a roadmap, then we'd know just where to go. Now let it drop. Let it all drop. Let it all drop. I let it all fall off. Well, you were talking soda pop. You talking quite a lot. The opinions that I do not give, the opinions I ain't got. So let it drop. Let it all drop. Let it all drop. Let it all fall off. Yeah. Spitting venom at most everyone you know. If you truly knew the gravity, you'd know which way to go. Well, let it drop. Let it all drop. Let it all drop. I'll let it all fall off. My ears were pressing firmly right against your mouth to hear. When you tried to spit the venom out, your words were not so clear. Now drop. Drop. road map, then you know just where to go. So we're carrying all the groceries in while hauling out the trash. And if this doesn't make us motionless, I do not know what cancer to say. What a wrong thing to say, such an awful thing to say. I didn't mean to bite so red. What I always did, what I always did, what I always had to slay. So let it drop, let it all drop, let it all drop. Oh, let it all fall off, let it drop, let it all drop, let it all drop. Oh, let it all fall off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Hey, we want to say a big thank you. The Orange Ego hanging out in the chat room. It's nice to actually have people hanging out in the chat room. So you get definitely an official mad props from Spank Wagon. Actually, he's going on talking about the old chat room versus the new one. So don't have much of an answer for him. You like this intro.
I do.
Bow, wow, wow.
Sounds pretty nice. I know.
You know what's funny? Ever since I got Guitar Hero, every song I hear now, I picture what it'd be like to play it on it.
You know what? We should. Oh, I wish I had music for this. I absolutely wish I had music to do what we're going to do next.
Oh, stretch. Stretch.
Your turn to stretch.
So I have this giant penis.
And you have a syringe.
And a syringe. And it's a... yeah, it's doing pretty good. I'm a big fan of it. Dude, I know exactly where to find it.
I'll just do this one.
James L., stretch.
Hold on. Hey, man. I'm looking through this little microphone protector thing. Now look at that Murphy.
He's black?
Yeah, actually, he is coming out pretty dark and shit, you know.
Motherfucker, so. Anyone seen my father? I don't know who it is.
Hey, man, I know my fucking father. Hey, I know who my father is. I just don't see him.
He doesn't come around anymore.
He just don't come around, but... I know who he is.
He also doesn't
it.
Have any money.
He ain't got no money.
He ain't got no money.
He ain't got no chicken.
He ain't got no job. How you doing? No,
nothing.
Because his first name is Dad. Because that's what my mama told me. That's a stretch.
That was a bit of a stretch.
That was just a stretch in humor. That wasn't even a stretch for time.
That was bad, man. Okay, what can I say? I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, you're doing rude.
All right, so we can call toll free 1. And for all you motherfuckers who don't understand English, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you toll-free in Spanish. Uno, ocho, seis, seis. Cinco, ocho, siete. Seis, dos, cinco, siete.
So, dude, let me ask you something. In Mexico, did you encounter, like, any sort of racism because you're black?
Yes.
Really?
We're not going to rehash this. You're going to have to listen to the first 10 minutes of the podcast.
But no, I didn't tell you what one person said. One person did. Most of the time, I just got fucking stares, and you'll hear that. But yeah. One person actually said, in English... Big brother man walking through Guadalajara looking like Scooby-Doo. I said, oh.
Looking like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, and I was like, what? But my wife and their sister call them all kinds of pinche cabrones and all kinds of Spanish shit.
Wait, so we got
it. I have it.
Hold on, we're having a little music war, another one of our typical music wars. See, now this to me seems very appropriate for what we're going to do.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Now, it is appropriate.
It is appropriate.
For what we're reviewing... I think this is a little more appropriate.
God, that is!
This...
Damn, how do you have that?
...is an iPhone.
Yes. You picked up an iPhone.
I picked up an iPhone.
Tuesday night.
I don't want to go into how I got it, but I got one.
Let's just say I had to go with you somewhere at 11 p.m. when I get a text out of the blue.
Dude, I'm in front of your house. Come outside. I need your help. I was afraid I was going to get mugged. But I have it on repeat. So yeah, we went and we picked up an iPhone, and the installation process on my computer was very quick and simple because I already had the newest version of
who has of this
iTunes.
Track on their fucking computer? I mean,
you know what?
For real.
I knew exactly where to find it because a couple of the iPhone sites have got it up. So I was like, zoom, go and get it. Installation on my computer, very quick and simple. All in all, I think that was the easiest part. The problem I had was it was at the same time that AT&T and Apple were rolling out the new security update.
The 1.01 that I was telling you
yes.
about. And
so,
they were also doing the... did you already have the iTunes update?
Yes, I already had the iTunes update. So I downloaded the activation. It took a couple hours to do the activation because they couldn't quite activate it. But it was really cool. And when I activated it, it said, okay...
Activate it.
Well, in iTunes, you do the activation through iTunes, and it said, it's taking longer than normal. We'll email you when it's done. Okay. So I got an email. We're still doing it. Don't worry. We're on it. As soon as it's done, we'll let you know.
Okay.
I wake up the next morning. Your iPhone's ready. And sure enough, it was ready. This thing, I can't imagine my life without it.
Well, now that you have the services
on it.
Yeah,
for the first week before you get bored with it, you should get something else.
And let's go over some of the specs on the iPhone, because I know that everybody's seen these.
It's a lot thinner than I thought it was going to be.
It's a hell of a lot thinner. I would only say this is not even a half an inch.
If that.
It is SIM card driven, which is very nice.
So it's easy for the screen to crack?
No.
No.
This thing is freaking bulletproof.
It's really well built.
The screen, they actually had to do two or three revisions on the screen during product testing. And I guess the interesting thing is they were hiding these in other phone. They hide all the electronics in other phones, so you could use other phones but still use the technology in here. They hid the screen under PDAs, so you could get that. But they had a problem with the glass or the plastic up front. Because it was scratching really bad, just like the first generation
iPods. And the last generation iPods.
Last generation iPods, the video iPods. Mm-hmm. This phone, though, it has good weight. Mm-hmm. Good, feels good in your hand.
Has a good width.
And to me, you have... Skinny cell phones suck.
Yeah. Little candy bars type
so
ones.
So if you lose one of those, do you have to pay insurance for it? Or they don't cover that?
I think I have insurance, but I'm not 100%. I'll have to double check. Although right now, if it's out of my reach, I start to shake and it doesn't quite feel right. Here, check it out, man. It's a light phone. I only have the 4 gig. I didn't buy the 8 because I have a 30 gig video iPod, so mm-hmm. I didn't need.
You don't need all that.
I didn't need it. Plus, it wasn't really an available option for me for how I obtained it.
Let's say this really quick.
I got it legally.
It's not stolen.
It's
yes.
not stolen. I got it absolutely legally.
That's not what my cousin said.
The guy I got it from.
That's hold not. On, what, hold on. I'm calling Dwayne on this shit right now.
But that's not what your cousin said to us.
Oh, I got it from a guy who bought it for his girlfriend. She preferred her BlackBerry to it, so he sold it. It's the integration with it, and I hate to sound like I'm like the Mr. Cool Mac boy, but the integration between it and my life has been really seamless.
Oh, God. Whereas, did you just say your life? Like life or not iLife?
No, my life.
Oh, God.
My life. My old phone was a Singular 8125.
Which I love. I fell in love with your phone so much.
It's a great phone. You
so
bought
much
one.
I got the 6800, the PPC version.
Oh, you have the 6700.
6700, yes.
I have the 6800.
You have the 6800.
But I found that with the PC, even or the Pocket PC, even on a PC level, being a PC user, mm-hmm. it took a lot to integrate it into my life. Right. I had to make sure I had all my contacts in Outlook, and I had to make sure everything was set up just right in Outlook to make it sync right. The first time I hooked it up to my Mac, it really didn't have to do anything. It said, oh, okay, it's done. It synced my contacts for me already. It grabbed all my addresses. It even imported all my bookmarks, which was really nice.
Nice.
Music is a little difficult to import because you can't just drag and drop. You have to make a playlist for it. And video can be a little funky.
Because you also have to make a playlist because iTunes handles video.
Uh-huh. But other than that, it's been very seamless. One of the things I really like as well is how quickly it finds finds a Wi-Fi connection and attaches to it, and it's seamless to me.
Okay, my thing is, like with my PPC, using the Wi-Fi option, having that on, sucks the battery, you know, like a cheap prostitute on a Friday night.
This does, having the Wi-Fi on does take a little more battery power, but not much. There are little things in the iPod or in the iPhone to help conserve battery power. One of my favorites is the screen. It's a large screen, and nice. driving that takes a lot of power.
Yes.
Well, when you have it out and you type in a phone number, you see the screen, you put it to your ear.
It actually has a little sensor up near the earpiece, and you can see this if you hold it in the light. This little sensor actually senses that you have it up next to your face because it senses how dark it's getting.
And it shuts the screen off.
And also, yeah, because what it'll do, the MacBooks, MacBook Pros especially do this, that they will dim the screen and light up the keyboard. Mm-hmm. Well, by dimming the screen, it's just for eyes. Well, that phone will also do it, but if it tells it can tell when you're pressed against your face...
It shuts the screen off.
It shuts the screen off. Mm-hmm. It also does that so your cheek doesn't press the buttons. Mm-hmm.
So it's actually really nice in that.
Yeah. Why don't you call in?
Sure.
Let's hear the audio quality of this thing through our system. So I'm going to kill your music.
I know you guys are some true nerds now.
So
I got to hear the audio quality.
True nerds, I would have already written down the audio codec for it and figured out who provides the codec and stuff like that. Now my next question then, of course, would be, are the Wi-Fi drivers, are they handled through Broadcom like they are with the NIC
yes,
cards?
Yes, they are through
which
Broadcom.
Which means it's proprietary, which means you'll never be able to hack that Wi-Fi. But the Bluetooth, you can hack it and own it like you know, like it should be. Orange Ego says the 6800 is the mogul, and yes, it is. So let me go ahead and bring Murphy up on the board. Murph?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here. And PCAS, why did you go and change my background picture to a rose? I had the pebbles up.
Because I was thinking about you, baby.
Aww. Oh, thank you. Yeah, the 6800 is the mogul, and that is what I have for work, and that's on my other hip. So So kind of, you know, the way that, you know, I've got Mac on one side, I've got PC on the other, much like taking a piece of buttered toast and strapping it to a cat, you can create an anti-gravitational device out of it. So the quality I really like. It's not hard to hear. The volume is totally adjustable.
Does your hand hurt from holding it? Is it too big? Or
no, not at all. You know, it's very comfortable to hold. I've had no problems with that. It's hefty in that it feels really solidly built, but it's not so heavy
it's
uncomfortable to hold.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how heavy is it? It's really light. That I must admit, it's really light. It's not really much heavier than a cell phone.
No, it is a cell phone.
Well, I mean than a regular, just a flip open.
Like a
right.
Bar.
Yeah,
or, you know what?
LG
it's even just as heavy as my iPod, my 30-gig iPod.
Yeah.
So
the audio quality on it's really good. I've yet to try it with a Bluetooth headset. Haven't really had time to sit down and do that yet. But I have experimented with it. Setting up my email on it was very easy.
As a matter of fact, let me interrupt you, Murph. You sent me two emails, and you were trying to check the SMTP server. It looks like you were actually able to use Google's SMTP.
Yeah, I think... let me go ahead.
Yeah, why don't you get back on a regular mic?
I was worried about the SMTP server because I bounce out in and out of so many different wireless networks between work and home, you know, summer DSL.
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Oh, you didn't hang it up on your end. Nope. I bounce in and out of a lot of wireless networks, so I was kind of worried about outgoing mail server, and it actually found the best server it felt, which was the Gmail outgoing server, and used it. So even on my Wi-Fi connection, if it has to send a mail... And it say like on the cable modems here in Cox, where you're forced to use their mail server.
Most cable providers, most DSL providers force you to use their SMTP so they can stop open relay.
Well, it basically says, oh, okay, this one's not available. Let's go ahead and use the Google one through ours. And that's exactly what it did.
So now I will say this. The Safari browser and the integration of the Safari browser is very smooth. Mm-hmm. I like it. One thing I like the most, though.
Because you guys are a bunch of Mac whores.
Let me finish what I have to say here. And the other phone starts ringing. The work phone, the mogul work. You know,
the mogul.
His boss. I have a hair I need to have readjusted on my testicles. So the nice thing about the browser, though, is you have this ability. That thing is bugging you, isn't it?
That was giving me some shade for the light.
The browser allows you to do expanding and contracting. In other words, it'll actually load the full page as you're supposed to see it. Unlike, you know, Opera Mini, not Opera Mini, but Opera Mobile or Windows Mobile and things like that, where it actually kind of loads it crappy.
Yeah, Windows.
You know, shuffles it all together.
Windows Mobile sucks shit.
No, totally. The thing is, though, is this one with the nice little expand. So it loads a page, all little dainty little page, and then you can expand and expand and expand it. Now, you said that I'd only think that way because it's a Mac product. No. Opera Mini, the latest Opera, and it's in beta right now. I think it's in beta 4. Has that same ability. Opera was the first to do like mouse gestures and things of that nature. So they just kind of took that technology, I believe, and expanded it and actually cloned or mimicked what Apple's doing with the iPhone in their browser. So in Opera Mini, you load up the page, full page, way it's meant to be displayed, and then you zoom in on the page.
Closer.
And that's the way to do it. Orange Ego says, I just use port 587. So he's hunting for those open ports, you know, hoping no one catches him. No one will catch that. I'm brilliant. I'm an ego. I'm kidding. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quickie.
I got one.
So, well, let me say this. For the price, is the iPhone worth it?
Completely.
For a non-Mac user?
For a non-Mac user, I think that it's absolutely worth it.
So $600.
$600 for the 8 gig, $499 for the $499 for the
4 gig,
$499 for the 4 gig, $599 for the 8 gig.
And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be a hypocrite about it, but the iPhone is starting to grow on me. Of all the different phones I've been playing with it, and playing with it. I wasn't sold on it myself. I'm not a technology.
So you play with it and you sell it. Nice.
Yeah. Totally. I gotta make money for the show somehow. So. You know, I'm not a person who has to have the new shiny just for the sake of it being new and shiny.
Kind of like I am sometimes.
You're very much like that. I want features. I want benefits. I want to use it. Like this, the PPC phone I'm going to keep for a long time.
It's a great phone.
Because it does all.
I've had mine, what, almost 2.5 years?
2.5, almost 3 years. Yeah.
I love the Pocket PC phone. Having Windows Mobile is a great tool for work. It's a great tool for business. If I could use my iPhone for work, I would, because the iPhone does support Exchange.
Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, Exchange through the Entourage version, damn, I believe.
Nice. No, it'll handle Exchange. Like, really? I can connect to an Exchange server on my mail
nice.
System.
Damn. That's very nice. So right now, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'd love to hear from you. What? SMTP is not allowed by Cox or something? It's not supposed to be. by the way, Orange Ago in the chat room posted the OperaMini.com. /beta/simulator.
Yes. I have that on my Pocket PC phone.
I've attempted to get it running on my Pocket PC and it just won't run.
Huh.
And it drives me
nuts. It could
be
the processor in the 68, in the 67. Seven. The 6800 Opera runs just fine. I use it.
I use Opera Mobile over Windows, but I can't get Opera Mini to run. It drives me nuts. Anywho.
So iPhone, big thumbs up. Really like it. Really glad I got it.
Yep. It's aight. Nah, it's really nice. I must admit, it's really nice. It's a seeing in the pictures on that shit, like, yeah, okay, iPhone, what the fuck? Signal, yeah, okay, who the fuck cares? Now that I held it in my hand and actually went through it and was playing with it, it's...
I know we're trying to cut to a break, but let me show you something.
Don't repeat that what? I was holding it in my hand and moving it up and down. And
Let me show you something.
Now someone's trying to call me. We're going to hit this Iggy button.
Let me show you one of the features I love. The scrolling up and down literally is just taking your finger up and down, right?
And then it bounces when it gets to the bottom.
Yeah, but here, watch this. Sorry. Well, I'm doing it for his benefit. I think I've shown you this. Let me scroll up here. Oh, stop.
Oh, you could spin it like it's a spin wheel.
Yeah.
Instead of
almost like a DJ.
You know, someone's going to make a software that does that. You know,
that would be awesome. That
you
would be
know
great.
They're going to do it.
The first third-party application got released today.
Yep.
Actual application, unlike the other applications that are basically just a web page you go to, an actual installable application. And personally, it's the one I was hoping for most. It is the terminal. So,
nice.
Unix shell. Yay!
Yay, Unix shell.
You can't SSH, but you can activate SSH.
Here's the interesting thing also. macOS has been certified to be a full 100% Unix operating system now.
Outstanding.
As of this past week. So now truly, there's interoperability between Unix operations, programs, and stuff like that, and Macintosh. So we may actually start seeing some more development between Linux and Mac. That could benefit Linux into the desktop market and absolutely benefit Macintosh into the server market. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep your eye out. Mm-hmm. Orange Egg on there says the way Comcast does it, 25 is open until a possible abuse is detected, in which the config file sent to your modem is changed to a targeted port 25 block, and they tell you to use 587. The reason they tell you to use 587 is because they're monitoring more than they will on port 25.
Very nice.
So it's just one of those things. I mean, anytime they're going to force you to use an odd, non-standard, something else is going on there. A lot of ISPs now have basically what they call Carnivore was the original name of it.
Mm-hmm.
They almost all of them have Carnivore technology.
Which is based off of the FBI's programs.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what's going on. Anywho, why don't we go ahead and cut to this break, take a quick little voice break. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and we want to hear from you, so we want you to email us radio@spankwagon.net.
Am I doing this one, or are you doing this one?
You did the last one?
No, you did the last
one. You did the one-minute deathlock one.
Yeah, but this is really good.
No, this is a three-minute. I'm sorry.
All right, come on. Give me evens.
Rock,
on
paper,
this
scissors?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Fuck.
Rock, crushes, scissors. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Just make sure you got trouble when it's necessary.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Oh, my God. You have to get these photos, and you're doing it while I'm talking on the microphone. You're a douche. All right. So Murphy's playing with his iPhone. We're chatting in the chat room. Orange Ego's hanging out with us in SM, or talking about email. Wow, interesting. So he's been using 587. Interesting. See, now I don't know. I got to figure that one out. Maybe I'm wrong. I can more than happily admit I'm wrong more times than I'm right. So very. Oh, let me get all the mics on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry, I got distracted by a camera in my mug.
Yeah, bitches.
All right. So as we all know, and as we've all been watching, Barry Bonds is getting close to becoming.
Fuck that steroided out Negro.
Hey man, fuck you.
I said Negro.
I know. That pissed me off more than nigga.
Now we know, like I said, we know that Barry Bonds is, you know, a lot of controversy because everybody says he's right now. They're all saying he's swinging for the asterisks is what he's doing. He's going to try to cold get the record.
Have you watched him in the last couple of days?
Yeah,
swinging to give the pitcher a cold is the only thing he's doing.
So he's still at 754.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He was 0-21 in Dodger Stadium
again. That's twice now.
It's nice.
That was very nice. It's you know, it's brave of them to pitch to him.
So why do you hate Barry Bonds so much, right?
Well, hold on. Actually, let me get into one I want to get into.
He did say so.
You mean other than he's a nigger?
That's
a fucked up shit, man. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't care.
Nah, I ain't okay. God damn it.
I hope that Greg Maddux puts one right in his ear tonight.
That's why Dodgers never going to have a home run record.
Really? You think?
Oh, yeah. Okay, they don't got no one on steroids. But anyway,
yikes. And you know what's funny? I everyone plays me out to be racist, but some of my best friends were black.
We had
to sell them.
Oh. Hey, right now, just something I've just clicked on a link in the chat room that was sent over by a listener, the only one that's chatting with us. He pointed out a link that shows the most popular PDAs. The Mogul is actually the most popular, 8.1%. The iPhone's right behind it at 3.8%. So that's pretty cool. Your cellular, the 8525, is 2%.
8125 was mine. But the 8525 and the Mogul, they're the exact same phone.
8125. Crack.
And mine's not on here. So, anywho.
Crackers!
Okay. Nice. You feel bad? Anyhow, I picked up this article. Now, amazingly enough, it was from Fox Sports, so it means it's completely
Jesus
biased
Christ.
One way or another.
Yeah, so
but it's a great article
Speaking of crackers.
Yeah, talking about the...
What, nothing?
I like that game. I miss my pizza punch, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so they were talking, they have a list of 11 tainted sports achievements. In other words, tainted. Tainted. sorry, Jesus, you had it earlier, I have it now.
No.
That's the taint.
That's
the taint.
Taint
quite the vagina, taint quite the asshole. It's the taint.
But would you rather have a needle or your taint cut?
Depends. Where's the needle going? In the cock?
10 o'clock or 2 o'clock, buddy.
I'll take the needle in the cock. Yeah. Nothing's touching the taint.
All right. So as I was going to say, they gave 11 other sports cases where, you know what, there's been some controversy. Nothing as obvious. No, some of them are probably, but just as obvious as Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is not obvious. What makes it obvious?
Lance Armstrong's Tour de France streak is up here.
Now that
hold on a sec. His head went from a 7.25 or from a 7 to an 8.5 in one season.
Yeah, you guessed
right. He went from a 10 to a 12 in his shoe size. That doesn't happen to adults.
Well, maybe he was pregnant.
When was the last time you saw a pregnant bitch's head get huge? Come on, now. Do the fucking math.
He was on steroids.
You're just defending him because he's black.
He did not know that it was steroids.
Look, he'll jump all over Lance. Excuse me?
He didn't know.
No problem. But aren't you afraid he'll get away?
Heavens no! Not with them shackles.
Introducing the shackle, the revolutionary new way of servant monitoring. Just don't place the shackle around his or her wrist, and when your property strays from your designated area, in minutes, the authorities have your chattel in custody. The secret? Inside the shackle is a space-age computer monitoring chip. allowing the police to track your slippery buck on radar. In no time, he's back home in his cabin. Made of lightweight aluminum alloys, the Shackle won't weight your uncle down like old-fashioned shit. And it's tough. The Shackle will stand up to the most strenuous of escape attempts. It's unbreakable. It comes in a variety of sizes, perfect for children, and at the low, low price of $49.95. Why wait? Step into the 21st century. Get the Shackle.
Aren't you going to stay for coffee?
Can't. Gotta get the Shackle.
Have your credit card ready or send $49.95 check or money order to the Shackle. The Shackle keeps them in line every time. Operators are standing by.
So, yeah. Are you guys done over there?
Never.
All right. So, they're talking about these other sports achievements that we either know or don't know about that actually have been kind of tainted or dark cloud over because of potential.
So why does Lance Armstrong get as much hate as Barry Bonds?
Well, first off, the French constantly feel that Lance Armstrong is doping. In other words, they always feel that, you know, every time he runs, he's been in the Tour de France, he was on drugs. He was on something that helped a performance enhancement drug. Of course, it didn't help that dipshit Landis the next year, the first American to win after Armstrong, was busted for doping and got it, you know. That didn't help. Someone pulled up ESPN.
I always do. It's 1-0 San Francisco in the top of the first. Barry's still at 754.
Nice. The next one here, Michael Strahan's NFL sack record. The New York Giants defensive end was running out of time to break Mark Gastaud's 17-year record with 22 sacks in a season.
When Brett Favre took his dive.
Mm-hmm. Strahan was stuck on 21.5. With just 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Strahan's final game of the 2001 regular season, the Packers led the Giants 34-25. Packers quarterback Brett Favre called a running play, then tried a naked bootleg play, rolling out Strahan's side without a blocker. When confronted by Strahan, Favre flopped and gave the record sack uncontested. So, again, you know, Favre did the flop. What the hell's up with that?
He was kind of old. Maybe he just didn't want to break a hip.
Hey, yeah, really.
That ever gave him a good whore the night before. He's like, hey, man, I want the sack record. If I'm not going to get it, you know, I'm going to give you this whore.
What's it going to take? What's it going to take, Brett? What's it going to take? I want someone to lick my asshole.
Nice. Here's another one. Nikesha Sales, a University of Connecticut career scoring record. 1998 University of Connecticut women's basketball star Nikesha Sales suffered an Achilles tendon injury that ended her senior season. She was one basket short of a new school record of scoring 2,178 points. So the University of UConn coach contacted the coach for Villanova and said, hey, let's do this. What happened then is they allowed her to go onto the court wearing a cast, and she scored an uncontested layup to start the game. The UConn team returned the favor, allowing Villanova to score an uncontested layup on their own to tie it 2-2. So that way they were even, and then they could finish the game.
Well, that's
so that way
nice,
she
man.
Got her goal.
Well, then again, it's college and professional sports.
And it's women's basketball. No one really cares. Watch,
you're right. But again, they just gave it to her. You gave the record to her. She didn't
heard,
earn it.
You know what else I heard too about that is when you walked in the front door, every woman did receive a Melissa Etheridge CD, a pair of Timberlands, and some flannel.
God, nice. Here we go. The 1972 Olympics, the Russian team. The Russian team were supposedly beaten. The Americans thought they believed to be the Russians 50-49 in a hard-fought game. They railed fiercely and scored
what sport was this?
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I remember. I remember.
72? How do you remember
that? No, I don't remember. I've seen the highlights.
Oh, okay.
They talk about it a lot.
Basically, what happened was the Americans thought they won. The judges and the coaches all said, no, we got 3 more minutes on the board. So they gave the Russians 3 more minutes or 3 more seconds. Or whatever it was they needed to get a long pass and a basket, and the Russians win.
Mm-hmm.
No reason for the actual time to be added to the board. Here's another one, and this one actually was the big one, the fight. Light middleweight Olympic champ Roy Jones Jr. should have won gold medal at the 88 Olympics. He battled Park, who was a Korean, relentlessly outpunching the South Korean boxer 86-32. So 86 lands to 32 lands for the Korean. Yet Park was awarded the victory by a 3-2 decision. This became the gold standard for Olympic judging travesties, and it triggered scoring reforms for future Olympics. Park apologized to Jones. One judge admitted the decision was wrong. 3 judges who voted against Jones were suspended, and officials awarded Jones the Val Barker Trophy as a top boxer in the Olympics, another award. However, Park got to keep the gold medal. Jones won't even acknowledge his gold medal because he's sitting there going, you know what? What the hell? I mean, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I didn't win. I was cheated.
I was robbed.
So there's, you know, there's other sports travesties that are out there. There's other other cases. Now, is Bond special? I think the only reason his is actually special is simply because
he's made a career out of cheating.
No, it's the American pastime. Let's take it away from Bonds. It's the American pastime. Baseball still is considered the great American sport.
I love how people are very quick to vilify Pete Rose, and don't get me wrong, I think the guy's horrible. And
he did something really horrible. He bet on his team.
All baseball fans can agree that Pete Rose did a bad thing and he should not be allowed in the hall.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, betting on your team, because the Hall of Fame is about being a great player and being a great ambassador for your sport. Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn.
Totally should be there.
Both of them belong there as players and as coaches, and you know they'll both go on to a coaching career. Pete Rose, what he did as a player wasn't all that great. A lot of people say it's fantastic, but I kind of contest that it was. But as far as what
How many other players have done what he did?
What Pete Rose did? Not many. Not many at all. Well, but
that tells you. How many players has been and how many years has baseball been around?
But all it takes is one action to condemn you.
And which I think is kind of ridiculous. I think it is ridiculous that one action does condemn you from all the years of stuff that he's, you know, done. He was gambling his team, yeah. But, I mean, as a player, does he just belong in the Hall of Fame? Yes, he does.
Well, it's like the story of the little Italian guy. Hold on, it's the story of the little Italian guy in his town. He teaches all the children to teach. They call him Giuseppe the teacher? No. He designs all the fountains. They call him Giuseppe the designer? No. He teaches, or he builds all these great houses. They call him Giuseppe the Builder? No. You fuck one goat. That's all it takes.
But see, to me, like I said, because you guys compete with me on this thing, I said the sports to me is entertainment. That's all it is. You know, and it's entertainment. I mean, if OJ got awards, they say that he killed his wife, whatever. They're not going to go back and take his shit away because...
Well, it's not like he killed her on the field. There's a difference.
But see...
If what he did as a sport, or what he did as a crime pertained to his sport, then by all means.
Yeah, and I can agree with that. And to be honest, you're absolutely right. I will agree with you that sports is entertainment because that's what is being presented to us. It's entertainment for us on our couches. It's not entertainment for the people playing the game, whatever that game should be. It is a contest. It is what they do best because obviously it is not reading and writing and arithmetic. Obviously they're doing sports because they realize they don't want to work in a lab or an office or a cubicle or anything like that. This is what they want to do.
And people ask me all the time, Chris, why are you so passionate about this? Because I thoroughly hate Barry Bonds. And I can tell you why. My son's first T-ball practice. Walking out there, seeing all these little kids getting ready. The first time they broke out that tee, little kids get up, and hearing one of those kids in line say, I want to hit like Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds has been in the ball for 20 years.
You know, Barry
and
Bonds...
he's a great player.
Barry Bonds was a good player.
He was a good
with
player.
Pittsburgh. Great player. He was a good player with Pittsburgh.
No, he's a great player because, one, longevity for one.
Steroids. No. Time out with that longevity. How many games has he missed?
This year alone. The guy will play three games and sit out for two.
Well, he's like fucking 50 now.
But how old is Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken was in his late 40s, I want to say.
Yeah, and how many games? 2,173?
Cal Ripken's all right to me. He's overrated.
But that's just it. Cal Ripken's in the Hall of Fame.
The only reason why is because he played a lot of fucking games. Other than that.
No, because he played a lot of games with heart. He never shorted. He always... All right. Okay, look.
As an entertainer?
Every pop fly, the guy ran to first. Every bunt, the guy ran it out. Every pop fly he went after, every day he played, every game.
Even when his knees were going down.
Not like Barry Bonds, who will play to the seventh if we're lucky, and the guy won't even make it past the mound.
But what I say, Cal Ripken, to me, I would consider him a great player because he's been around for years. He's done a lot of things. Barry Bonds, to me, is a great player. Before this whole steroids thing, he's been around for a long time. And, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of players in these leagues who just come in, maybe around for a year or two, throw their arm out, and they'll be fucking gone.
Okay, but you have to understand that statement alone is not because of the players anymore. It's because of free agency. It's because of the teams.
And
it's not due to the players. Because
now, there are guys that blow their arms out after a season or two. There are.
There's Gagne.
Who's now playing with the Red Sox and had an amazing start the other day. But you also have to
remember... Are they running him as a starter?
Or not as a starter. He had an amazing save. Okay. But, yes, Barry Bonds has been playing for a long time. Guess what one of the bonus side effects of steroids are? Increased healing. The guy's got a Wolverine healing factor. That's why when you have a neck injury, the doctors give you steroids to rebuild it. When Josh, huge white guy Josh, the other guy Josh, when he
the
had
huge, or little
a
white
side
guy
of colitis, his interior stomach lining's tearing itself apart. In order to help it heal faster, they give him steroids. Steroids help you heal and thusly can take an old guy and keep him in the game longer.
So then what about Brett Favre and his fucking pill addiction? Should he be put down and, you know, punished because he's on pills?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's the thing. You know, if it's also.
But why isn't he?
Hold on. I'll say this also about Brett Favre. His mind has not been in the game for the past 3 years.
No.
The minute you start thinking about retiring, you should retire.
Yeah.
That's my Strahan is finally doing that. Strahan is saying, you know what? I think I'm done. I'm not showing up to training camp. I don't think he's shown up yet. I don't think.
No,
but,
I don't think he has. Neither is Randy Moss.
The point is with Favre, no, you're absolutely right. But he's not taking these pills to enhance his player ability. He's taking these pills to survive. Also, we're looking at a different sport. We're looking at a different outcome. Brett Favre still sucks. Now, if Brett Favre all of a sudden magically becomes better, then there's something else going on.
Yeah, if he's bombing 90-yard passes every shot.
Like, if he goes back to breaking people's thumbs when they catch his passes, something's going on there. He's doing this just to sustain and maintain, poorly at that. So I guess, you know, is he using pills? Yes. Should he be? No. He should be gone. He should retire. He should leave with some dignity.
So do you guys like A-Rod?
I like A-Rod because I'm not from New York. Because no one from New York likes A-Rod. I like A-Rod, and I know you want Murphy to answer. Murphy's typing here, something.
Checking something, sorry.
I like A-Rod because at least he's doing it for the sport. He has his personal motivations. He wants to be the youngest guy to 500, which I don't think he's hit yet. Like, every other Yankee has hit a home run but him. He's at 499 and holding last I checked, okay? He's doing it personal gain, personal notoriety. Yes, it's no really big deal to have 500 anymore at all, but he has the heart. His heart's in it. He knows he's going to be the youngest guy to get the 500. He knows he's going to beat Barry's record, and I'm saying
eventually
it right now.
He will do it.
Barry will go away. They will remember it, and, you know, they'll remember Hank. They'll remember Barry a little bit in the controversy, and then they'll remember A-Rod.
Now, so if A-Rod starts to wear down, right? Just say like Barry Bonds wear down. A-Rod starts to run down. Do you think that the record for him is more important and he will do things to make sure to get the record?
I think A-Rod's the kind of player who is a five-tools player. He really is. He has everything. Bonds, he can't run. His knees are garbage.
He used to run.
He used to run, but he was also smaller.
But fuck, he's 40 fucking years old.
Yeah, and
that's
he's also,
what I'm trying to say to you guys.
He's also put on 120
okay.
fucking pounds.
But I watched David Wells run like a batshit on fire at a
David
Padres
Wells,
game.
Was there a beer cart nearby?
Yeah, there was a beer cart in front of him. David Wells is three times our size.
Bonds doesn't move in the outfield. Hell, he won't even run if he doesn't have to.
Let's put an analog together for this one for the Uber geeks out there who are not super sports fans. Kevin Nash is a pro wrestler who used to wrestle in WCW, WWF, currently working as a talent, on-camera talent for TNA.
And was in The Punisher.
Yeah, he was in Punisher. He was in a couple of the movies, The Longest Yard remake.
Hey, he was also the Super Shredder in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sequel.
Everyone knows that as he was getting older and his wrestling skills started diminishing, to the point where he had an injury walking to the ring. Walking.
Yeah.
Not running, not wrestling, walking to the ring. At that point, he said, you know what? I'm done. And that's just it. His heart was in it, and he got injured. He knew when to back out. I think that A-Rod's going to be like that. You know, I'm sorry. As much as a lot of people hate the Yankees, if you could pull Giambi, A-Rod, and Jeter, and I want to say put them on a West Coast NL team, it'll be gold.
So you think A-Rod's going to handle the rest of his life taking the Barry Sanders criticism? This is what everyone says about Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was great, but he quit too soon. He shouldn't have got the record.
I think A-Rod's going to be the kind of player that's going to play until it's not fun anymore.
But you see what I mean? You think he's going to live with that comment for the rest of his life?
But you know what? Barry Sanders left for a reason. Why did he leave?
Football.
No, well, he left because he's at a shitty-ass team and wanted to do his contract or whatever.
Right, but he quit having fun. Yeah. And you know what? He did the right thing for himself. Barry, yes, Barry's doing what he thinks is the right thing for himself, but he doesn't see what it's doing.
But you
others.
See the type of person Barry Sanders was. He wasn't on TV, wasn't flashing, wasn't bragging. He never did fucking interviews.
It's because he had no personality.
But A-Rod is different. That's what I'm saying, is A-Rod, the person, is going to really sit down and say, well, I could have had the homer record, but no, fuck no. He's going to try his best. He's going to do whatever he has to do to get the fucking record.
He's going to play for his team, no matter if it's the fucking Rangers, no matter if it's the fucking
guys, Rangers. Guys, sorry, I got to do this to you.
Wait, we're leaving. This is too soon. This is 5 minutes too soon.
Is it 5 minutes too soon?
Yeah, 5 minutes too soon. Let's cut this.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Let's save ourselves 5 more minutes.
All right. Sorry. I thought we were leaving at 50.
No, we're gonna go to the 55 now.
All right. So, look, let me say this, and I wanted to say this in the beginning, and now I'm really going to say this. And you know I love you, man, but it only seems to me that the only people that are defending Barry Bonds are black guys and people who live in San Francisco.
Oh,
That's how it is for everybody.
No, it's not.
So wait, you're saying brothers and sisters.
Thank you. It just seems to me that the only people that are defending Barry Bonds are people that are trying to prove themselves not to be racist, people in San Francisco, or black guys. Everybody else hates Barry Bonds.
Of course, because hating black people for white people is just a natural fucking trait. I mean, it's not very...
But you'll see white guys go after Mark McGwire and Pete Rose left, right, and center.
When does white people go after fucking Mark McGwire?
Oh, my God.
Have you
God.
Not been here? Dude, I can't stand Mark McGwire. The guy cheated, okay? Even if he took creatine and androstenine, which were technically legal, the guy cheated.
Okay,
that's good, because you're the first white person to ever say
no,
anything
I'm
bad
not
about
the
him.
First white person to say anything bad about it. You know who a bunch of white sports reporters had something bad to say about it, and that's why he didn't make it on the first ballot entry.
Yeah.
And that's why he'll never make it into the Hall of Fame.
Nope, he's never going to go. Sosa will go before him.
Which, again, is a travesty.
What? I'll take back my line about white people. It's not all white people dislike black people. That's wrong. But it's so much, I guess it's not... Like, Babe Ruth losing that record really damaged white people. They were all broken up inside and hurt.
That is during the 50s, though. Come on.
But even still today, you can still see when people always say, you know, the great Babe Ruth. And I said, what made him so fucking great? Because he hit the ball. He couldn't run. He was fat. He's out of shape. He wouldn't make it out of AAA now.
It was charisma. It was pure charisma that he had. Pure I mean, that's what it is.
To me, Hank Aaron was the better player. Hank Aaron had heart. The guy had spirit. The guy had ability. He had talent. He did something that no one else could do.
And he had to put up with so much crap.
Yeah, but a lot of kids don't know who Hank Aaron is.
No, they don't, and it's sad. And it's
awful.
It's because of Barry Bonds. It's because of the Barry Bonds mentality of ESPN.
Thank you. That you just nailed it there. It's not because of Barry Bonds.
Everybody's saying
it's because of ESPN and their goal to have the, because ESPN, they're following Barry. I mean, they got their noses shoved so far at Barry's ass that it's starting to stick out his prick. Okay, and they're
doing
this.
Tell you exactly what he had for dinner by looking at his colon,
and they can also tell you what his wife smells like. So here's the thing:
like a white woman,
of course. Here's the thing: they are so up him because they want to capture that home run. They want their announcer to say, "Oh my God, this is the greatest," so they can sell that clip to everyone else and make money. And it's because of ESPN and that stunt, that antic, that's yellow journalism right there. What are you looking for, Murph? You looking for a key?
My keys.
You'll find them. Don't worry. We'll douse the studio and nice. Burn it down and find the keys in the pile. All right. So that is what ESPN is doing to this goddamn shit. Okay?
And it's that mentality that have to have the best, have to have the guys with the big numbers. You have to have the guys who have all the records. How about this? Why don't you find a guy who just turned his 500th double play? Why don't you find me a small ball guy? That's why I like web gems, because it's not all about guys throwing it over the fence. No, it's about guys making the defensive plays, and defense is what makes baseball. And you know what else I really like? Right after web gems, what comes up? That's So Nasty, and you see some of the sickest pitches of the night. You see guys like Randy Johnson, who's 6'9", start with a breaking ball that's 3.5 feet over the strike zone, and the bottom falls out of it just on the other side of the plate. And guys are swinging for that thing like there's no tomorrow. You show me pitchers. You show me guys with talent and skill. Yes, the hardest thing in the world is to hit a round ball with a round bat, but what Barry Bonds has done to baseball is goddamn sickening. No one's paying attention.
How is it that Barry Bonds did it to sports where steroids has been around before Barry Bonds was even fucking started?
Because he...
I'm sorry. That mentality.
No, it's because it's only because he was broadcast and all these other people go on the stand. Like Paul Romero go on the stand and saying, no, I didn't take it. So it's not just Barry Bonds. It's been a whole slew of fucking players that's been on steroids.
Barry Bonds mentality that ESPN has. You know, it's that home run, big swig mentality. Does that mean it's time?
That means it's time.
Okay. Wow. Well, I guess that's it for us.
For tonight.
This has been another show of Papa Joe. Sports Radio.
Guys, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Just want to say big thanks to all of our affiliates out there. First and foremost, LB Rocks. Thanks for letting us play around in your studio. Big thanks to Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Webmix, Classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and Nomad Radio Network. Thank you very much, guys. I also want to say, if you can't find us live...
You can find it in the archive.
That's right. Podcast.lvrocks.com. You can go there. Also, go to... you can bring that up a little bit.
It's a little too loud.
Oh, okay. You can always go to spankwagon.net and download some of our older stuff there.
Yep. I actually just updated the archive this past week, so it's current.
Outstanding. Also, don't forget, guys, you can always get us at our email. That's radio@spankwagon.net.
And, you know, we want to hear some of your comments on this, especially now that we know Barry's going to be getting this record really soon. And
maybe in San Diego this weekend.
Also want to point out, thank you, everybody who hung out in chat. And I'm saying everybody because Toe is Orange Ego.
Ah.
So welcome, Toe. And I guess